Tom and the Storm. Tom was an old man. He was a smart gentleman who had, over the years, had been hard of hearing things said to him. But it was nothing one could do, as it was with the age Tom had developed it. One day, while Tom was going somewhere, one of his friends tried calling him, "Tom, Tom." Now Tom turned back and started running as he heard his friend saying, "Storm, Storm." He ran shouting, "There is a storm. There is a storm." That day, all the neighbors in the neighborhood also started running, only to realize it later that it was not the storm, but it was their beloved Uncle Tom that had heard it all wrong. Tom headed to market the next day to buy some vegetables. On reaching the market, he met his long-lost friend that he had been out of touch for the longest period of time. Now the friend was a little unaware about Tom's hearing issue. He asked his beloved friend, Tom, "How are you doing, dear Tom?" To this, Tom heard. Tom replied, "Why will I fear a storm?" His friend raised his voice and said, "Oh no, dear, how are you doing, my dearest Tom?" To this, Tom replied, "Why are you shouting? I can hear you. Well, I am doing all well." Now Tom asked his friend, "How are you doing, my dear friend?" To this, his friend replied, "I am doing all well." Now Tom said, "Why are you going to yell?" The friend again replied, "Oh no, I am not going to yell. I said I am doing all well." Tom asked his friend, "What are you doing here?" The friend replied, "I am here to buy some vegetables." Tom replied, "Why have you come to lie down on vegetables?" Now the friend had understood Tom's hearing issue, so he ignored and further went to ask, "Let's have some cup of tea." To this Tom replied, "Why should I flee? I need not flee, as I have done nothing wrong." His friend told, "Mr. Tom, let's walk together." To this, Mr. Tom replied, "Why should we bark together? We are humans and not dogs." The friend told, "No, Tom, you heard me wrong." The Tom replied, "Why will I hurt your dog? I did not hurt anyone's dog." Now the friend could not take it any longer, so he ran down saying, "Goodbye, dear Tom, goodbye, dear Tom." Tom went to a vegetable vendor. He told the vendor, "Can I buy some cauliflower?" The vegetable vendor replies, "The cauliflower is over." To this, the Tom replies, "Why is the cauliflower in the drawer?" The vegetable vendor replied, raising his voice, "It is not in the drawer. I just said it is over." The vegetable vendor further asked Mr. Tom, "Would you like to buy some other vegetable?" Now, Tom replied, "Why should I fly with some vegetable?" "Well," the man replied, "it's not fly, it is buy. Would you like to buy some vegetable?" Now, Tom was puzzled as he heard the vegetable vendor telling him, "Would you fly with some vegetables?" He constantly heard the same, so he adhered to what the vendor said and he fled taking some vegetables. Now, there was a police officer already standing in the nearby shop. And when he heard vendor to catch Tom, he did so. Now the police officer told Tom, "Let's sit in the car." Tom replied, "Oh no, I have not bit any of the car." Now the police officer got a bit angry as he thought Tom was doing this all on purpose. So, the police officer asked Tom, "What is your name?" Tom replied, "Well, I am not playing any game." Police officer told Tom, "You are trying to act smart with me." Police officer was very angry at Tom. He screamed and yelled in anger, "I won't leave you." Tom heard, "Well, I am here to free you." Hearing this, Tom was so happy and overjoyed. Tom began to run again. Now the police inspector was so irritated that he tied Tom's hands and legs and put him in the police van. This way, there came a day for Tom which had turned into an unheard and uncalled storm that had also landed him in a police lawn, that is, jail. With this, Tom had learned a lesson to wear his weapon, that is, the hearing aid. Else he would all go again fade.